Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1035, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Saw something laying there which I thought some of the boys had put there to scare me. Then I walked a little piece towards it, and I seen what it was, and I got out of there. I got the ladder and called up police station. It was after 3 o'clock. I carried the officers down where I found the body. I tried to get Mr. Frank on the telephone and was still trying when the officers came. I guess I was trying about 8 minutes. I saw Mr. Frank Sunday morning at about 7 or 8 o'clock. He was coming in the office. He looked down on the floor and never spoke to me. He dropped his head right down this way. Mr. Frank was there and didn't say nothing while Mr. Darley was speaking to me. Boots, Rogers, Chief Lanford, Darley, Mr. Frank, and I were there when they opened the clock. Mr. Frank opened the clock and said the punches were all right, that I hadn't missed any punches. I punched every half hour from 6 o'clock until 3 o'clock, which was the last punch I made. I don't know whether they took out that slip or not. On Tuesday night, April 29th, at about 10 o'clock, I had a conversation at the station house with Mr. Frank. They handcuffed me to a chair. They went and got Mr. Frank and brought him in, and he sat down next to the door. He dropped his head and looked down. We were all alone. I said, "Mr. Frank, it's mighty hard for me to be handcuffed here for something I don't know anything about." He said, "What's the difference? They have got me locked up and a man guarding me." I said, "Mr. Frank, do you believe I committed that crime?" And he said, "No, Newt, I know you didn't, but I believe you know something about it." I said, "Mr. Frank, I don't know a thing about it, no more than finding the body." He said, "We are not talking about that now. We will let that go. If you keep that up, we will both go to hell." Then the officers both came in. When Mr. Frank came out of his office that Saturday, he was looking down and rubbing his hands. I have never seen him rubbing his hands that way before. Cross-examination. I don't know how many times I told this story before. Everybody was after me all the time down there at the station house. Yes, I testified at the coroner's inquest, and I told them there that Mr. Frank jumped back like he was frightened when he saw Mr. Gant. I am sure I told them, and I told them that Mr. Frank jumped back and held his head down. I didn't say before the coroner that he said he had given one of the pair of shoes of Mr. Gant to one of the boys. They got that wrong. On Saturdays, I had to get up usually and get to the factory at 12 o'clock. This time, Mr. Frank told me to get back at 4. I did say before the coroner that he was looking down when he came out of his office. I told them also that there was a place in that building where I could go to sleep, but they didn't ask me where. When you come in the front door of the factory, you can go right on by the elevator and right down into the basement. Anybody could do it. The fact that the double doors on the steps were locked wouldn't prevent anybody from